And it kind of brings me to another concept that we've discussed before, which is this idea that we're no longer really marketing only to our prospects as much as we are marketing to their AI gatekeepers. Before, you know, maybe the internet, if we were doing digital marketing, the internet was kind of the gatekeeper of our content for our customers. Well, now they have a much more autonomous gatekeeper, and or at least they certainly will in the future with an agent or an AI model or an AI device like we're talking about here. So whether that's the agents or the model, or like I said, the actual device, I think it's going to drastically change how we market. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we have another bite-sized daily digest coming your way today. Two exciting things that I want to talk about with you today. The first one is the news that the former Apple lead designer, I believe you pronounce his name, Joni Ivey. If that's not correct, my apologies as always. But this news is that Joni Ivey has partnered with Sam Altman and OpenAI to build the first AI-enabled device, fully AI-enabled device. And there's a story in the New York Times all about Joni Ivey's background and accolades from his days at Apple. So I'll let you guys check out the full backstory there in the article. I'll link it in the show notes. But at the very end of the article, it mentions how Joni Ive met Sam Altman, and how they eventually came to the decision that they would work together to build the first truly AI device. The article also mentions how the startup could raise up to $1 billion in funding by the end of the year. And that's no surprise to me anyway. You have a former product designer from Apple, probably the most well-designed product in the last 20 years, and the exploding technology that is AI, and you can bring those two together for a brand new type of device. I think that it might even go over $1 billion if they wanted to raise it. Anyway, apparently Joni Ive has already dedicated some office space to the company. He already has hired some employees, a couple of which are also Apple alums. But the main reason that I wanted to bring the story up and talk about it a little bit today is because this is literally the next huge step for AI adoption. I know we've talked about AI adoption in the past with the handheld devices specifically, that the fastest way, I think, to bring AI to the masses is going to be to do it in handheld devices like cell phones. And that's exactly what we're seeing with the rollout of Apple Intelligence into iPhones and the iOS update. So this is just the next iteration of that. And it's exactly what Joni Ive is doing here with his new company and with Sam Altman's backing. And I could not be more excited to see what this device is. First of all, what it looks like, considering the designer who's behind it, and second of all, what it's capable of and what they have come up with, but also to see the wide adoption and hopefully a bit of a sentiment shift for AI. And most importantly to the show and you as AI marketers out there, not only does a new device mean a new channel in a lot of ways, but that channel is going to be extremely different than any of the existing ones that we've come to know and market in the past decade or so. And it's going to be more of like a personal assistant to your prospects than a device that they are using that you can actively advertise to them on or engage socially with them on. That's how I see it going anyway, a little bit. So for anybody who has listened to the show, that's nothing new either. We have talked a lot about how we're going to have to adjust our marketing strategies for AI, whether it's AI search or AI agents or large language models, all of which are going to be able to surface your brand in some way or another to customers or prospective customers. And it kind of brings me to another concept that we've discussed before, which is this idea that we're no longer really marketing only to our prospects as much as we are marketing to their AI gatekeepers. Before, you know, maybe the internet, if we were doing digital marketing, the internet was kind of the gatekeeper of our content for our customers. Well, now they have a much more autonomous gatekeeper, and or at least they certainly will in the future with an agent or an AI model or an AI device like we're talking about here. So whether that's the agents or the model or, like I said, the actual device, I think it's going to drastically change how we market. So let me know what you guys think about how marketing is going to change specifically with an AI device. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think. Okay. Then the second thing I wanted to do today was just another little AI tool demo. It's been a while since we have shown you guys an image gen tool that has some cool new features. And this is an image gen tool called Krea, Krea.ai. And it's an update that came from the rundown.ai newsletter. That's how I was notified about it. And it's that Krea is now offering real-time generation to their free tier users. And you'll also have the ability to use the Flux model as well. So I don't believe we ever covered Krea on the show. We have talked about a lot of other image gen tools like Leonardo.ai, Midjourney is a big one. And we talked about them a little bit when they switched to a web interface. We've done a demo on Flux, the open source model that Krea actually utilizes in their platform here as well. And I believe in one of those tools, I can't quite remember which one, maybe I'll have to go back and check out the episode, but we did do a demo of some real-time editing in which you can take either an AI-generated image or an original source image and compose on top of it with some AI generation, or you can do traditional text image generation in real-time and use the AI model as well as your own suggestions and drawings to edit those images. So what I think I will do now is just a quick little demo of what the process within Krea looks like. So you can follow along if you're watching on video. And whether you're watching or listening, you should definitely try creating a free account on Krea and just testing it out. Test out this real-time image editor and your design workflows. Random thought popping into my head. I believe Canva also has some of these real-time like features. Well, now that I think about it more deeply, I don't actually believe it's real-time. I think you can just do some composing pretty actively and pretty fast, but I don't think it's real time. Anyway, still, so this is very impressive. So for anybody watching on our video, I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And you should be looking at the Krea homepage, and you can get to real-time gen a couple different ways. But right off the bat, let's just look at the Krea homepage a little bit. Here they have the call out for Flux, which is now integrated into their tool. Here's their offering for real-time AI generation. This takes us to composing images right away. They also have a tool that enhances and upscales images and videos. Lots of these tools that we've talked about have those as well. And then they have a video generation tool for Krea also. So let's go ahead and hop over to generate and then real time. And I'm going to just go into our text generation, and it's just pulling a random image right now. For anybody who's watching, we've got this crazy image of some sort of dragon-like tiger. I'm going to start with a random prompt to kind of give us something to work with and to demo. Okay, so we have cliffside monasteries, seemingly defying gravity and time. So this is an image of a monastery in the mountains, if you're not watching online. So I think what I'll do, I'm going to have to set down my mic now, guys. So hopefully the sound quality isn't too bad, but we'll just do a little bit of real-time editing with the prompt here. Something fun. Let's add a UFO flying in front of the monastery or something. And let's have it displaying a message for digital pop or something like that. So the aliens of the future are telling these past monks or people at the monastery that digital pop is the marketing tool or the marketing agency of the future. Okay, so just a second. Let's see what we can do here. You should still be able to hear me, I believe, as I set down the mic here. Hopefully it's not too bad, and I apologize if it is. Let's say, take our prompt, and we will go. First let's switch to Flux, the model that we're going to use. And you can see it does change our image quite a bit by switching to Flux, but this way we'll be able to use the words that I want to use in our real-time editing. So let's do with a flying saucer hovering over it. And there you go. We have our beautiful monastery that now has a terrifyingly ominous flying saucer hovering over it. So let's have it project now a hologram beneath it saying digital pop, the marketing agency of the future or something like that. Okay, let's say projecting a hologram that reads digital pop is the marketing agency of the future. And so far we're not getting our words quite mixed in there yet. Let's try a little bit of a tweak to the prompt here. 1 second. Okay, just needed to tweak our prompt a little bit to say with the words digital pop is the marketing agency of the future. We do have a couple of those spelling errors in there coming out of Flux. So that wasn't totally uncommon when we were testing that out. I think that with a couple more, again, a little bit of tweaking to the prompt or maybe we'll just try a variation of generating as we're talking here. And as you can see, as I'm hitting this variation button, if you're watching on video, it's just doing a variation of our prompted image. Let's just say digital pop instead. We'll make it a little prettier for our demoing purposes. There we go. Now they're just projecting digital pop in front of this mountain monastery out of their alien craft. Okay, so that's the real-time text editor. One more thing I'll do real quick for our demo is the compose editor. So I'm going to hop out here back to the home and see if it sets us up with just the basic. Oh, we still got our Cliffside Monastery with our amazing UFO hovering over it. But you can see the shape that we've used here from the compose default that's being converted into our URO, if you will, in the generated image. So let's remove that. And let's kind of take the AI strength down a little bit. So it knows we're in a forest still. And I'm going to say, it's kind of giving us an idea with the signs. Let's say a sign in the forest that reads, no, we'll do with the words, Bigfoot crossing. And the words, do not heed, below it. Okay, so we're getting our sign here. We need to switch to the flux model. Let's see if that helps our text at all. Let's do a variation or two. We can get a better sign. There we go. Bigfoot crossing, do not feed. I like that. So if you're watching a video now, we have our pink sign that kind of follows. So what the default did here is you can add shapes to the background of the image that you're generating, and then you can use those shapes in your prompt. So they gave us like a circle and a triangle, or a rectangle, excuse me. And I just used that as inspiration for a little sign. And you can see that it's being used to build our sign over here in the image gen tool. So let's try one more thing. Let's try like adding and show a Bigfoot walking. And then let's give it a little bit of inspiration. What we'll do is we're gonna do the generate an image feature, and we're gonna put this generated image in our background. We're gonna change that to Bigfoot walking. We're gonna give that a minute to do its little generation there. It's still looking like a sign. So let's actually give it a little bit more AI creativity. See if that gets us to an actual Bigfoot. Still trying to add our Bigfoot to our sign, but I think you guys get the gist here. And you can see as the AI takes a little more creativity, it starts messing with our sign and the background and all that stuff. So this is what the real-time editor is all about. You can literally the real-time compose editor anyway. And as you can see, it does take a little bit of finessing and finagling to get what you actually have in mind. See if we can actually get this thing to regenerate. Let's go view gallery, real time, see if it regenerates as a Bigfoot for us. Nope. Anyway, I think we got enough of the idea across to you guys. definitely tinker around with the composer to get used to the way that it generates and the way that the AI creativity kind of fluctuates your generations. Okay, so action items for you marketing navigators out there today, just a little bit of brainstorming and ideation around what a strictly AI-enabled device will mean for your marketing team and your marketing strategies. Consider what it'll be like when all of our prospects have a virtual genius assistant in their pocket that's going to be curating content and entertainment and information for them at all times. And how is that going to affect how we communicate our brand story and brand message? Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.